let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride.
Well, I was incorrect on a couple of different fronts. John Denton, he's not in Vegas, and he's not in Omaha either. He's sitting in a hotel room in Austin, Texas. JD, top of the morning to you, big guy. Thanks for making us a part of your day. I know that you're busy working for Kaizen now, but we couldn't go a Thursday without our John Denton special. You horrified me with something, though. It's going to be 31 degrees today in La Crosse. What are you looking at temperature-wise, John? Because this, of course, upsets everybody in the Midwest.
I think we're looking at maybe the high 70s.
Yeah,
today, honestly. Not to rub it in, but yeah, it's definitely not sweater weather yet out here for sure.
Dude, I tell you what, in the wintertime, I made this decision a couple of years back because, you know, I get up at a pretty doggone early hour. In the wintertime, I go full sweatsuit. I mean, I'm serious. I go full sweatsuit. If there was a Mastroianni Fashions out here in La Crosse, I would be in the best Italian jumpsuit that you have ever seen. Unfortunately, I've got to make a trip back to Vegas to get another one of those. My leisure suit game is different now. It's more like sweatsuit related. But yeah, I just go full sweater basically for 6 months.
For the folks that don't know what Mastroianni Fashions is,
man,
you got to look it up, man. That is spot from back in the day, right? You used to get the velour jumpsuit back in the day.
Yes, I did.
The full zip-up from the leg to the neck, right?
That Dude, awesome. So I will just go ahead and say this. My best leisure suit, a tan leisure suit, my best pair of Stacy Adams, listen, they had the best suit, sock, belt specials in the entire place, man. The best Vegas. It was great. Mastroianni Fashions, look them up. JD, we've got a lot of big stuff coming up this weekend. Packers at Vikings. College football is winding down. College football playoff committee getting really close to making their final recommendations. And the John Denton special, I'm assured, is going to take us to both college and the NFL. We haven't discussed exactly what you had been brewing this week for us. Where are you going to take us this morning in our John Denton special?
Yeah, so we're going to roll with four college games this week and two NFL games that I've kind of pinpointed. We'll play the Thursday night NFL game tonight. But let's start in college. I'll give a couple picks here that I like. We'll first start with Wyoming, +5.5. I think they're at Utah State. Again, statistically, these teams are completely even, right? 100% neck and neck. And what you're looking at is a team that's 5-5 and another team that's, I think, 7-3, maybe 7-2, something like that. So from the public's eyes and from the bookmaker's eyes, right, you got two teams that are probably going in the wrong directions just from a record standpoint. But when you look and break down the numbers, these teams are very, very, very evenly matched. And when I'm getting over a field goal with an evenly matched football team in cold weather, another team that's from the cold weather, listen, give me the 5.5 with Wyoming. That's my first play. The second play I'm rolling with is Illinois +12.5. Now, they fit a system where it's clipping at 73%. I'll give you the system where you have double-digit dogs of 11.5 or more. The total is right around 39, 39.5. And it's a conference game, the conference matchup. Those teams are hitting at 67%.
Ooh.
Now, if you throw in the fact that they've lost the last two meetings against the team that they're facing, they're clipping at 73%, 14-5 against the spread for the last 19 sample sizes. So give me Illinois +12.5 this week.
Nice. Are they at Minnesota or are they home versus Minnesota? And I know that Brett Bielema is out with COVID-19. Not that that's going to do much to affect this, but are they on the road or are they at home this week?
I think they're on the road.
I think they're on the road. Okay.
As a double-digit favorite.
Okay.
What I tried to do this week is really look at lines that really stuck out to me.
Yeah,
and,
right.
From an odd perspective, right? And I think this other one here, too, UAB. +4.5. So as you can see, the theme this week is some barking dogs for me, right? So UAB +4.5 against an undefeated UTSA. Now, again, we bet against UTSA and the Rebels
right.
a few weeks ago and got
right.
burned. But you're looking at an undefeated team, right? An undefeated UTSA. How many times have they been undefeated in their history? Not very many this late in the season, right? So this is unfamiliar territory for these folks. And when you usually get these types of teams that are not Power Five teams from these conferences that are undefeated, a lot of times these teams play not to lose, right, instead of playing to win.
Right.
So when you have a UAB team that can score, that can match them defensively, and why isn't this game more than a touchdown? You've got an undefeated UTSA team. You've got a UAB team that kind of relapsed last week. Why isn't this a 7-point, 6.5, 7-point favorites, right? So that's an odd line to me. And I think from an odds maker's perspective, they realize that you have the committee that's putting UTSA in the top 25. You've got the power ratings that are obviously, there's a discrepancy between the UTSA and UAB power rating, right? But when you look at it, 4.5 only as a home favorite, give me the 4.5 points. The sharps are the book is begging you to take UTSA. We'll play the opposite.
Yeah,
4.5 against UAB.
You know what? Let me just make a correction to my own misstatement here, John. Illinois is plus 12.5. They're at Iowa this weekend. I had said Minnesota. I apologize. They're at Iowa this weekend. Still plus 12.5, and we're taking that. But I mentioned Minnesota, and it's not.
Yeah, I had Iowa written down here, too. So, and again, just to touch on that, when you think about Iowa, right, they just had a great, you know, a public showing, you know, against Minnesota, right? The big plays we bet against Iowa, bet on Iowa in the under last week, right?
Yeah.
They took some big plays from us last week. So I think from a public's perception, they're getting a few extra points than what it's worth. And again, they fit the Illinois team fits a 73% against the spread system that I'll play
that.
All day.
Love that.
So the last college game I'm playing is Nebraska plus 9.5 against your Wisconsin Badgers. And I still think, again, when you look at what Nebraska's done all year, they've been in a lot of football games. And when you're giving me, oh, I'm going to wait until the last second to bet this game because I think you might be able to get a 10. You might be able to get plus 10 if you wait and let some public money come in on Wisconsin. I really do think you might be able to get a plus 10. But I like plus 9.5. I really think Scott Frost, right, his job was on the line.
Yeah,
he got
it was.
A reduced contract. He fired 4 coaches, right? I think that type of movement in the program wakes up these college kids a little bit. And Nebraska's defense, I think, is not as maybe not as good as Wisconsin's, but it's on the same level, I should say. It's on the same floor in the hotel as Wisconsin. It may not just be in the penthouse as Wisconsin is, but I like Nebraska plus 9.5 this week. So Wyoming plus 5.5,
yep.
Illinois plus 12.5, UAB plus 4.5, and Nebraska plus 9.5 are my 4 college plays. Like a lot of underdogs this week. In the college game.
You know, John, I love those because the underdog plays, for those that are sort of new to the world of sports betting, anytime you get a play with a plus number on it, that means that your return is going to be very much greater than it would be if there was ever a minus number, which you're already having to pay what we call vig or juice. Now, these games here, Wyoming plus 5.5, Illinois plus 12.5, UAB plus 4.5, and Nebraska plus 9.5, John, they also look ripe for what some people would do, our friend Rob Mish out there in Las Vegas, and that is a teaser card. Now, we tried a teaser card last week in the NFL, didn't work out for us, but if I were so inclined to add 6 points to each of these matchups on a teaser card, I know that I would reduce my total return, but that would put me in a really enviable position because I could put Wyoming up to plus 11.5, Illinois, I could make an 18.5 point dog, UAB 10.5, et cetera, et cetera. The teaser cards, which we've done some detailing on the Daily Play Sports Betting column, are a way that you can use some extra value to see if you can't bump these numbers up and give yourself a better shot to win. Now, it's just like a parlay card. If one of these games doesn't come in, your entire teaser card is busted. But we like these. John, before we get into the NFL, I'm surprised that you didn't put in San Diego State on the road at UNLV minus just 10.5 points. San Diego State was the only undefeated team in the country for some time, and then they've had one loss, but they were running roughshod out there in the West. I'm surprised that you didn't take San Diego State to cover that spread easily. UNLV, I mean, they've been a tough team to find covers for.
Well, actually, UNLV's won the last 2 games that they've played, so we're on a 2-game win streak.
Yeah, but who'd they beat?
They beat 2 other teams that were obviously not as good as UNLV. So and UNLV covered their season win total, right? Their
okay.
win total
okay.
was
that's,
1.5 by the
and
book.
They've got one win.
I know a lot of my yeah,
or two wins, two
buddies,
wins, yes.
Yeah, yep. A lot of my buddies cashed that 1.5 win
that's
total
great.
Bet
that's
already this year. So it's we at middle of the season, our UNLV faithful weren't really sure if we were going to get one win, first of all, or
yeah.
even get over that 1.5 win. So it's a winning season at UNLV. Just put it that way.
Well,
I didn't want to play my alma mater for one reason. They actually fit the system that we talked about with Illinois.
Exactly.
Dogs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Conference games, and that's a they fall in the 67% rate. But for me, I just cannot bet on my UNLV team. I tried to do it one time this year. It burned me. I can't do it.
See, and that's why I'm going to go ahead and set aside. You know, so we've got the John Denton special, which you'll be able to recap, and we'll put the audio together with the column today on our site, WKTYSports.com, about 1 o'clock. I'm going to set this aside for myself because I think San Diego State, I mean, they're going to make messy of UNLV. This team, 9-1, San Diego State, was sort of looking like Cincinnati, right? If they would have gone undefeated, it would have made an interesting sort of scenario for the College Football Playoff Committee, even though now San Diego State's ranked number 19. I mean, they're not going to be looked at for a playoff spot. But if they would have gone undefeated, then there would have been some sort of consideration of like, well, how good is the Mountain West? I think they win by 20-plus points this weekend. No disparaging UNLV, of course. I just think the San Diego State Aztecs, they've been playing really good football this year. All right, JD, let's transition over into the NFL. I am really curious what you've got in the NFL because this weekend I've got my system play that I am rolling with. Teams that didn't cover last week versus teams that did cover this week. There aren't a ton of contests that fit that particular system, but I outlined the teams and the contests that did fit that system a couple days back. I'm curious to see where you're going.
Yeah, so I think we'll start tonight in the Thursday night football game with New England and Atlanta. Right, I think what you see from two teams, right, Atlanta's all over the board. New England's obviously a public team. I think they opened the line at 4. It shot up to 7 now. I think you're getting 7. So I think there's no value with New England. It's hard for me to bet Atlanta, but I'm playing the under in this game, 47.5.
Good call.
I've already bet it. I bet it this morning in my BetMGM app. I took the under, 47.5. I think the total might drop a little bit.
It's 47 right now, according to VSIN.
Yep. So it's already dropped a half a point. So I got it at 47.5. I just think from the public perspective, right, you're going to have a New England team that's going to come out. It's on the road. It's a short turnaround from their game last week. I just like the under in this play. There is no system play. There is no, 10-4 to the under the last 10 games or anything. I just think these two teams are going to have kind of a slug it out affair. And again, I just like the under with this game tonight.
So this is one of my plays that I'm actually using on the system. Teams that didn't cover last week, the Falcons did not cover the 9.5-point spread versus Dallas, versus teams that did cover, the Patriots, of course, covered the 4.5 points against the Browns. They beat them 45-7. Now, by virtue of the system that I'm outlining, which is not really all that scientific and doesn't have any historical reference, I'm taking the Falcons plus the points tonight. I love the under as well, but I'm taking the Falcons plus the points tonight. I'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I was looking at your system. I didn't find too many teams that fit that.
There weren't.
Didn't
this
cover
week.
Last week, didn't cover this week. So if I was going to bet this game on a team side, I would take Atlanta plus the 7. I think there's value in the plus 7 in getting a touchdown with Atlanta tonight. But my second game here that we're going to play is, you guys know me, I've been on Baltimore this year, right? We've won with them a few times, and we've also got burned by them a few times. But I think after the stinker in Miami on Thursday night, a little extra rest, they're getting Chicago, right? It was a horrible spot back then on the road against Miami, right? And just from a recap standpoint, when you look at that pick that I made, you know, I didn't look at the situational play as much as I should have, right? They were in a horrible spot. They played Miami. They don't really usually play Miami on a regular basis.
That's true.
They had a Sunday game the previous week, right? So there was a short week for them. And it was an OT game, right, that they played in on that Sunday night. So I think they might have been a little drained. I think you get a really good effort from Lamar Jackson. I'm playing Baltimore -4.5.
Yeah, I love that, too. -4.5 is stuck. It opened at -6. Baltimore now -4.5. The total 45. I love this play, too. Baltimore is one of these teams. And, John, yesterday I broke out my top 10 NFL teams through week 10. Baltimore, they're still in my top 10. They take a couple of steps backwards after losing to Miami. But this is a team that's so well coached. I believe in coaches like Harbaugh, especially coming off of bad losses like that. I believe in those kinds of teams with those kinds of coaches to come back and really show out, especially against a team like Chicago, who does have some talent. Justin Fields is starting to pop a bit here, but Matt Nagy, I completely do not trust. And I think that John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens, they win this game really easily. I love this play.
Yeah, I do too. And I think what you said, better coaching, right? I think you got the better quarterback. You got the better offense. You have this Baltimore team is starting to get healthier. Even though they've had a stinker last week, I think it was just one of those anomalies in the season and a situational collapse for them. But they are getting healthier every week. They're getting some of these injured players back that they, especially on the offensive and defensive line. And I think that's where the they're going to get, you know, get the win this week, is in the trenches.
Yeah, I agree. John Denton joining the program now. He's our sports betting insider on Twitter, Johnny Utah, J-O-N-N-Y underscore Utah, Y-U-T-A-H. All right, so now we've got four college games and two NFL games. I will throw out, did you have any other NFL plays, or was those two that you wanted to make, right?
Those are the two I made this morning.
All right, so the other two that I just wanted to throw at you that fit the, you know, whatever system play it is that I came up with, which I found on Deadspin, which they found on TikTok, sees the Jets plus 3.5 taking on the Dolphins. The Dolphins did cover, of course, beating Baltimore straight up 22-10. The Jets did not cover, losing 45-17 to Buffalo. The system says take the Jets plus 3.5. The other game that fits the system that I was working on was Detroit at Cleveland. The Browns are 10.5-point favorites here. The Lions did cover the spread, tying Pittsburgh. They were 5.5-point dogs. The Browns, of course, didn't cover. We had them at plus 4.5. Maybe it was plus 1.5, actually. That's what the spread was. Needless to say, the system says take the Browns minus 10.5. John, the fact that Jared Goff might not play this week for the Lions, maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Tim Boyle looks like he might get the start. I feel like the Lions, after tying that game, that might have been the worst thing of the season for them, because say what you will about losing a game, you can look back and say, well, we got to do this, 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 or that better. They just couldn't win the game. They just couldn't win it. That, to me, means this team's going to be depressed. Cleveland, you know, they're going to be coming out with their hairs on fire, because they're looking like a marginal playoff team, and that's a squad I had going over their projected win total. Vegas was much sharper on this year's Browns team than I was.
Well, I'll first talk about the Browns team. Yeah, I think Baker Mayfield still has a fractured left shoulder.
He might, yeah.
Injury,
he might.
Right, so I think he's kind of a questionable decision. And when you talk about Case Keenum, I think I hired a guy named Tim Boyle at Kaizen here this week. So I'm not sure
great.
If it's the same Tim Boyle that starts with the Detroit Lions.
But, I hope so.
So I can't put any faith in that side, obviously, with a guy that's unknown, a guy that's unproven. I mean, if I'm going to play it, I'm probably playing the under, right? I'm looking at the under just because you're going to get a heavy dose of the Cleveland run game. You know, obviously Detroit's not that stellar on offense either. And with a guy like Tim Boyle making a start against the Cleveland defense and that pass rush, I don't see how Detroit stays in the game, even with Case Keenum. So that's just a game I stay away from. It's on fire for me.
Yeah.
And then
you talk about the Jets.
I can't back Joe Flacco.
I know.
I mean, that's just the bottom
line. I know. I'm sorry. It's a system play. I'm not saying it's going to win or not. I'm just saying that's what the system says. Joe Flacco, dude, he couldn't move years ago. Now you've got him under center versus one of the better pass rushes in the NFL. I'm feeling like Joe Flacco this morning is getting himself a new life insurance policy. He's like, all right, I got to call my guy, see if we can add a couple $100,000 onto this thing. He might get killed.
I might have to hire Joe Flacco here at Kaizen this week, just because he might be done in the NFL after this week. But there's no way I could play the Jets this week.
I feel you. Well, that's, John, why we have you on and why I'm not making all these predictions by myself. I'll get a wild hair up my you-know-what once in a while, and I will take San Diego State to cover that 10.5 points versus your alma mater, the UNLV Rebels, but not because I don't want to see UNLV win. There would be nothing cooler than to see the UNLV Rebels start to become a winning football program, especially now that they've got Allegiant Stadium out there. John, until we talk to you next Tuesday on the program, man, have a great weekend. Enjoy your time out there in Austin. Again, John's working for a great company called Kaizen. If you're a salesperson or if you're a sales manager, do yourself a favor. Google Kaizen, K-I-Z-E-N.